Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the male midlife crisis. If you're not doing so already, please be sure to follow us across our social media platforms at YDFL Podcast. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcast platform, including and Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, all the fun things. And we're also available on
YouTube. And we're trying to grow our following, so make sure that you subscribe, listen, follow, add a comment, throw a comment in there.
Join the conversation. Yes. Listen, we have some guys that are over there poking around our comment section on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Ladies, show up and show out and represent.
Yeah, buddy.
Head on over. Those of you listening in 28 countries, we have people listening. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We really, really appreciate you and would love your feedback as well. All right, let's get into it. Midlife crisis.
Dun, 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 dun.
So women have the whole menopause thing, right? Change of life, whatever. Yeah. But men have, like, manopause. Men have a thing that they go through.
I know. It's kind of weird. I'm just going to go for it right away. Because I was like, don't do it, do it, don't do it. You know what I've noticed with the manopause? Like, the guy wants to get a sports car, right? And And it depends on the amount of money that the man has, right? So usually, I correlate it to a Corvette or a C8. It's like immediate, like, I'm going to give me my Corvette, and I'm going to give me my tattoo.
Well, I think one of the episodes we did, like season one, we had even come across a study that said if a man buys a Corvette, like, you're something like 75% likely that you're going to get divorced. Like, that is part of his, like, part crisis.
It's like a package, a crisis package. Yeah. Like, tattoo, Corvette.
Oh my god, the earring or something.
The earring.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Oh, and then getting kind of buff. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, the gym. Yes. But I mean, I think that
The
tight shirts in the gym. Getting like the what is it? The tummy
spray
tucks.
Tent. Oh,
no,
wow.
The tummy tucks.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yes,
with
we did.
Surgery,
yes, but they do that.
The man makeovers.
And then they
daddy
the,
makeovers?
Yeah, the boobs. The man boobs are gone. The
bitch tits
are gone. They get the tummy tucks are gone. Now, I personally have not experienced this. I do have friends that have husbands that are near 50, and they're like,
No, but this happens at 35, my dear. It starts.
Okay, well, these particular people have it at 50, and they didn't see this coming at 35. Now they're at 50, so they're a little late to the party.
They're late to the party,
and she was like totally bashing the guy, saying like, I swear to you, I think he's just going through like midlife crisis. And I'm like, why? She's like, he wants to be out. He wants to be at the clubs. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. Yeah, for sure. 50. Wants to go out. And like, because the kids, you have to remember, some of these guys, their kids are in their 20s and 30s.
The kids are in the club.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But they want to go party with dad. Hello? Well, that's what happens sometimes. They want to go party with dad. And so this particular person was like, I swear to you, like, I'm so over it. He's going through his midlife crisis. He already got the sports car. It wasn't a Corvette, by the way. It was a really nice, like, sports car, like a fancy one. And no tattoos yet, though.
Okay.
But
spray tan?
No, because he's kind of darker. But he has been trying to get in the gym.
Botox?
Doing the early morning. Yeah, for sure, Botox.
Okay.
Yeah, 100% does the Botox. For sure, 100%. But tries to go into the gym. I think it's good, though. I'm not going to bash a guy that goes to the gym. Because I think, you know, I'm in there bright and early. And some of the guys are in their 50s. And they look like they've been in there for a while.
Meaning, that's
like,
there's
they didn't
a difference.
Just start, right?
No, yeah. There's a
like,
difference.
They didn't just start going to the gym all of a sudden. Like, oh, I just happened to do this.
But, okay, so here's what I've seen. So the guys, they start in their 35-ish, 37. By the time they're 37, like, all the ladies I've ever spoken to, and they're like, oh my god, he's starting to do these weird things, or he's starting to flirt a lot with like random women, or he can't stop staring when we go out in public.
Yeah.
Almost everybody's around 37, 38, 39. It's approaching 40.
Yeah.
Women, it's 50-ish, right?
Yeah.
But the men start younger, and it looks like these things, like, maybe they weren't gym rats before. They're just regular, maybe, you know, beer belly dudes. Remember, just regular dudes, right? Regular dad bods, whatever. And then all of a sudden, it's the, I gotta hit the gym. And like, by the way, reading all the books and like getting obsessive. It's almost like the common denominator is they become obsessive over these new things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and I think for some of the wives, because I've been in these circles where they're just like so annoyed by the guy's new obsession.
Right.
It's different. Like, if you met someone that they've always been into fitness and everything, you know that they might have fell off a little bit, now they're back at it. Right. To me, that's not an indicator.
Right.
But some of these guys who could care less.
Maybe some of the girls are like, we used to eat pizza and
bonding
popcorn.
Bonding in the pizza.
And now he's like, no pizza, just, you know, chicken yes. and asparagus.
But it's part of this attitude, it seems like, right? Part of this attitude of like, I'm better and I'm not. To the point where, like, they'll change the music they're listening to. The T-shirts are getting tighter.
So there was this guy. He's an attorney. He's kind of out of San Diego, and he was dating a really young girl. And I had known him for a while, by the way. And he's just very like likes classic music, this, that, or the other. The girl, I think she might be under 30. He's over 50.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, do you like? Like there's EDC, which is more like a carnival.
Like
no, it's the big music festivals that they do like in Vegas or whatever. And so he didn't know the specific type of music, and then he starts playing it for me, and I was like, "Oh, you're talking that kind of music." He's like, "Yeah, have you ever been to a rave?" Yeah. And I was like, "I have, like a long time ago." And he goes, "Yeah, so this girl, and I'm thinking about going." He's an attorney, total nerd, by the way, like beyond nerd, like with glasses and the whole nine. And I looked at him and I was like, this guy is going through it because he's dating a younger girl.
Oh, yeah.
And so now she's into, like, you know, the Daisy Carnival. And I'm not knocking that, by the way. And I've seen people that are freaking ancient in there.
Yeah.
And they are still doing all the freaking drugs.
They already died, but they're back.
They're back
to
the
freaking, yeah.
Yeah. And I was really, like, looking at him and I thought, oh, this guy's got his midlife crisis situation going on. And sometimes what happens too is that if they date someone super young, like say for instance this particular person, that this girl's in her 20s, he has to try to keep up with her.
Yes.
A 50-something-year-old man is never going to keep up with a 20-year-old-something woman.
Yes.
Like, there's just no way. I mean, there are some
exceptions.
I mean,
they'll buy the tickets.
There are exceptions to the rule, but no, it's just not happening.
I think that, you know, I know for me personally, because I was a younger mom, you know, my sons went to these different festivals and these raves and stuff like that. And even, like, watching them, like, on YouTube, it'd be like, oh, look. And that was, like, their thing. So for me, as much as I appreciate the music, and even for me, I'm a woman in my 40s. He's like, maybe I guess I would go and be like, okay, this is cool because I like that DJ because I am really into that music. But when I see like men of a, like you're saying, like men of a certain age trying to be like, yeah, like I just don't know.
The tight little sparklers.
You know what I mean? With the flashing sunglasses and the whole thing. Like,
yes.
So I know that several of the women that I've ever talked to about the midlife crisis situation, they've really talked even about how he's using different positions in the bedroom or experimenting with different things.
Right.
Or doesn't want to do anything with her. You could say it's all these red flags. Like, is
For
he
sure.
cheating? But it's almost like this youthful thing. One of the ladies that I knew, her guy got all into, he bought like a old like Datsun car, like from the 90s and got in, or something like that, and got into like this kind of, like they call rice burner, like kind of car club thing with like young guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Totally.
And she was just like, what is
he
happening?
Doing? Yeah.
And so if
he's giving up the minivan for the 1995 Eclipse,
part of the kids, So I feel like, I guess what I'm getting at is like, it's not that it's wrong, but I think that what happens is when it just is a shift and it's just different than the routine. So I think women were very into routines to an extent. And a lot of our truth and a lot of our security comes from consistency. And then when something gets knocked off, it's a red flag and alarms. And we get insecure and stuff because we don't understand it. And so I think that that's what happened. I think that's the two
things
that happen.
I think it's one of those things, like the guys are trying to stay young. And a lot of the times I think that it depends on the dynamic of the couple, in my opinion. I think that those could be indicators that your marriage is headed down
Trouble
the wrong
in paradise.
Way. Yeah, for sure. Because if you remember the way that he was, and maybe he was more family oriented and did all of those things, but all of a sudden, you know, he wants the Corvette and he wants to maybe even grow the hair longer with the little ponytail. You know what I mean? You know, like the mullet
That's
situation.
That's like a little hanging
yeah,
earring.
Yeah, the little earring.
Like, oh,
and then
God.
All of a sudden you're like, I don't know, this isn't the same guy. And a lot of the time I think what happens is you guys aren't growing together. You guys are growing apart because he's doing his own thing. And now you're looking at him like, this is not the guy I married 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time this happens too, depending on how old the kids are, by the way. If the kids are near going to college, the guy feels like this essence of like the second part of life.
Like a second like wind.
Like he got a second wind of like, I could do this now. Like I gave everything up for my kids.
Yes.
And now guess what? I'm going to get out there. I'm going to do the bar scene. Maybe they didn't do the nightclub thing because they got married young or whatever it was. And now he wants to get a second shot at life. And now maybe because
the karaoke bars,
because he's looking, maybe because he's doing all these little shifts and changes. Like now, yeah, like the 20 year olds, like the older 20 year olds, the 30 year olds are looking at him. Plus, not to mention, by the way, that he's probably arrived in his own right, meaning like he's making more money than he was maybe when he first got married.
Yes.
And now he can't afford the sports car or he's going to get in debt for it. And now he's getting the looks from these younger girls. And so all of a sudden you're like, what's going on with my husband? And a lot of the time, that's when you'll catch most of these guys when they're done after like 40s and 50s. That's when they're like, okay, we're calling this quits. I'm done. And you start to see those little shifts. And unless you know how to morph with that man, meaning like you understand it's just something that he's going through.
Yeah.
And unless you can navigate around it, the likelihood of you going to, I'm not giving you statistics. I'm not giving you numbers. I'm not saying any of that. But obviously, the divorce rate speaks for itself. 60% of people that get married divorce. So this could be one of those indicators.
I think that, you know, if I would say, like, I would just say, don't wig out, ladies. Like, I think that you also shouldn't make fun of them. I think the common thing that happens is, like...
Would you not?
I'm speaking from experience. It's so hard.
Mullet,
yeah.
Right?
Or he starts to grow of this, like, little goatee thing.
And
then
you're
like...
braid?
Yeah, and you're like...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, what is
it's,
it?
It's really difficult.
Business in the front part of
you
your
know
back.
What I mean? Like, it's really hard to, like, not pick... This is someone you've been years with, probably.
Yeah.
So it's so easy to be like, what the hell are you doing? Or, like, why are you wearing that cologne? Or, like, why are you listening to country music when you've always listened to hip-hop? Or, like, why are you... You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go, what?
Like, is going on?
What in the world's going on? Or, like, now he bought this, like, little boat because that's the thing, too. Like, he just randomly bought this, like this little boat, and like I remember two different people were like, he bought, there's a boat in my driveway, like a boat, you know, what's it gonna
boats
do with
house.
The boat, yeah, a boat
duh,
to house.
Boat and
so I think from the wives' perspective, ladies, I you know, I'm here to, at least we're hoping that we could be here to say, don't freak out, okay, not everything's a bonfire, like just let it play out and see, and if anything, just be like, well, that's great that you're reading, like, all these books on bodybuilding and muscle composition. Like, okay.
I think in when it comes to that, because I've seen this before, too, because I'm obviously, like, I wake up early in the morning, and I'm at the gym, and this just happened to me on Saturday, this last Saturday. I was at the gym, and I see this couple. They get there pretty early. And when I tell you that this woman is this man's bodyguard, like, I mean it. Like, she is just, with her little shaker cup, she's just drinking it, looking around. He looks buff. He looks like he could be 40s, 50s maybe.
It's probably what he does. It's
and
probably
I,
not
I,
midlife crisis
like, I
at
genuinely
all.
Think that this is who he
no,
is,
yeah.
right?
No, just totally
so,
different.
But my point to that is this. If you see your man change, okay, but maybe things aren't right with you, maybe get in there with him, but don't be his bodyguard. Like, this girl, I promise you, I was like, so I watched her, and I'm normally not like this because I've got my hat on and I'm doing my thing. And I watched her. She probably went on a machine, did one, two, and then went back with a little shaker cup and then was looking around. And I was like, is she bodyguarding this dude? So, you know.
You're like,
you
there's something called Instagram and you can
and
just watch or tap into like
no,
cameras.
It's something called insecurity.
Yeah, insecurity.
And that's what you got. And so what I'm saying is, look, if he's changed, he's shifted, there's nothing better than growing together, but... growing together in the positive way. Like, we both are on the same wavelength, meaning we're going to eat chicken and asparagus with rice instead of enchiladas.
So I'm an advocate to do you whatever makes you happy. And if he wants to go that way, don't
then
make fun
him.
Of him.
Right.
But what ends up happening is every wife ends up finding a way to poke the jokes at the husband. Because if you know for 20 years, this dude literally sat on the couch and had pizza. But now all of a sudden, because guess what? We did a live with Rudy A. Official from TikTok.
Yes.
And he said the moment he went to the gym in the middle of the marriage, was not even about fitness, went to the gym and started getting kind of buff and wearing the tighter shirts, he said the women started paying attention to him, and then that's when he cheated. And when he did that, by the way, and if you're one of the Fab 15 men watching, listen, you don't have to look down at your wife because you're now on this journey.
Right.
Because of your crisis or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You don't have to look at her and be like, well, you're just being left behind. No, she doesn't have to do what you do. She doesn't have to, like, meet you where you're at there. Like, at the end of the day, you've decided to change.
Yeah.
And that's good for you. And, but yet, ladies, back to the ladies, I mean, we heard Rudy say it, like, that's what happened to him because he got the confidence, right?
True.
And then it led him to, like, go, oh, because ego, and then next thing you know, he's cheating on his wife, you know, because she didn't want to work out.
I understand both sides, though. Like, I understand the side of, like, the woman doesn't want to go to the gym. I get that.
It's just about change, like, but a radical change. And midlife crisis looks like a complete character change, physical change.
No, for sure.
So that's what it, for the show, like, that's what it looks like.
It's a radical change.
And my sometimes point is it's just could like be good.
Morphing with them.
No,
morphing,
but you don't have to. I don't believe in that.
Yeah,
so
you know,
for me personally, I don't think you should be copying your husband.
That's an awesome thing about this, right? Because I do feel, in my opinion, like I've dated guys that are a little bit older, and then they come in because, you know, we've done the dating profiles where they're like, I hike, I bike, I this, I that, I truck. And then you're like, oh, this guy's super freaking active. Okay, cool. And then all of a sudden, he gets to your house, and then like three months later, he's like, I'm tired, baby.
You know?
That is different. I get it because they flipped it on you.
I get
it. However, I think like if both people, because you're only getting older, why not better each other in this regard, right? Why not do this? If he's then trying to do the mullet and the earring and you still love him, like love his mullet.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. Like lean in on what his journey is. Like I don't think you have to then go change your hair or change your body.
Right.
No, like let him be on the journey and try really hard not to be intimidated or insecure about his process.
For sure.
You know, and see it as a threat. I think that at the end of the day, men do go through changes
they
and it is their life as well.
Yeah.
And they might have regrets about lots of different things. It could even be about their career. And it's manifesting as, you know, being frustrated inside the marriage too.
For sure.
But also, you ladies are going to come into your own as well. And there's women that hit 40s, 50s, and all of a sudden they hit the gym. All of a sudden they're letting their hair grow. All of a sudden they're going blonde. Or they're letting all the grays come in, or they're getting tan, tummy tucks, mommy makeovers, boob jobs. Like, there's so many things that are happening to women as they enter their menopause stage and their midlife situation, you know? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, men will sit back and go, oh my God, look at her. She's getting all this work done. Like, she thinks she's 20 years old. The husbands are making fun of them.
Yeah.
And so what I'm getting at is, like, it is important to be supportive, but I think we recognize it's hard to not be like,
really,
what's this
but doing? But I do feel that for women, it's not so frowned upon because it's very much like it's part of like becoming a mom, and then things don't look the right way, and then you get a tummy tuck. If someone talks about their procedure of getting the tummy tuck or getting the boobs done, it's not something that you're going to be like, why? Or like, it's like very normal to say, who was your doctor and how was your care and how was this, how was that? If you flip that and it's a conversation with a man that like had to get the tummy tuck, because that happens too, it's really weird because people look at the man like, what is wrong with him? Like, why is he doing that? And I think that everybody, though, I don't see anything wrong with wanting to better yourself, but I think there is a stigma behind that, those changes that are so radical that you're like, why is he doing that? Like, why is he all of a sudden?
It's actually
the music,
not
the this, the that.
Yeah, it's not the things. It's like the energy after it. So, like, for example, even the women in their 50s or 40s or whatever, they get the boob job and then they get all this work done. And then they're now getting attention from men in ways that they didn't get. And now they're acting like they're 20 years old or doing things that maybe create insecurity in the marriage, right?
For sure.
And so that's what this is about. Like, if you go on your transformation and you could look at it as, well, she's bettering herself, or this is about men, you know, men, right? So he's bettering himself, or he's exploring his, you know, whatever youthful, like whatever those things are, right?
Yeah.
Aspirations. Cool. I think what's hard is when each of the people, no matter what journey they're on, they're taking it as like a threat for one another. And also because the person got boobs, or the girl got boobs, let's just say, and now she's out here wanting to be at the bar with her girlfriends at 50, because we all know, ladies, like all the men are coming up and they're paying attention and it feels good to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so now men, when they go through midlife crisis or whatever this is called, that's what they're experiencing.
Exactly.
So what you experience with girls' night outs and all this kind of stuff, men are like 35 to 52. It's a long stretch going out there trying to kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
And women are giving them attention.
Yeah.
And we're at home, or whoever is going, Yeah. What? Did you see the pants he was wearing? Like, girl, calling up, girl, you should have seen his mullet. His mullet's like 3 inches now.
Yeah, and he's got a braid in the back. Yeah. Braid here, braid back there.
He's going to the karaoke bar. Yes. You know, so yeah. I think as a spouse, it's hard not to feel insecure because it feels like a radical change. Whether it's a positive thing for their health or whatever, it may be cool, but it's still a radical change that it's not that they go to the gym, it's that they're acting now like they're better than, or they're acting now like I could have all these girls, and then they're and they're maybe actually hitting on them.
Right.
Or tipping the freaking cocktail waitress like
a little extra
in front of you and like doing the winky eyes or whatever, and you're like,
why is he doing that?
With his tight shirt and like his new spray tan, and you're like,
you're
really,
like,
dude?
Really? Seriously? Are we doing this today?
Is that what we're doing today?
Are we doing Brotox after this? Yeah, all right.
We're doing Brotox after this. Okay, honey. Okay. Let's go to Brotox.
Let's go get some Brotox. God. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's one of those things. I think you have to be patient. I do feel that a lot of the times marriages will end when they hit this wall, because the women, and I hear it, it's like, well, he's in this midlife crisis situation, and it's like they don't know what to do, because it's a change for everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not just a change for the man that wants this change. It's a change for the woman. It's a change for the kids. It's a change for everyone. And so I think a lot of the times it's like they don't know how to navigate around this. Like, how do we navigate again, like around this wall now that we're like not seeing eye to eye because this guy's changing
his
whole
thing?
It's
like the spirit got swapped out. It's like literally who sent you? Like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And then women, we eventually go through it later. So it's almost like when they're coming out of theirs, it's almost like we start ours, and then it just doesn't align. So there's a lot of time.
And I think that's why nowadays, like I was seeing this thing that came up on my algorithm, of course, algorithm. And they were saying how like the younger guys are really looking for those older women you're talking about. And in Spanish, they call them colágeno. Like, I don't want to be... I literally have friends that, because they're in their plus 50s, and they're like, I don't want to be with that colágeno. Means I don't want to be with that collagen, because they're so fresh-faced, the collagen. And they're like, he's just too young for me. You know, he's good for a good time, but that's it.
That's it,
and so it's like
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
Exactly.
You know,
yes, that was her colágeno. That was her collagen. Yeah. But I feel like there's so many shifts going on with everything right now, in my opinion. Like, maybe it's always been there, but I think it's more because it's really obvious with all the social media situation. I think, like, the midlife crisis, we've always seen it. But, you know, you would just hear it from the tía. I would be like, I don't know what's going on with your tío, blah, 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 blah. And now it's all over social media, and then now you see it.
I always
genuinely
thought it was, like, a white thing, because I never really heard it in the Latin community. I heard it as, like, what you're saying, like, oh, I don't know what he's doing or whatever. In the Latin community, it almost seems like you find out at that age, they're 38, 45 years old, and it's like you find out, oh, his other family. And you're like, uncle, whatever. Theo has another family?
Yeah, that's true.
It's, like, super dramatic.
That's kind of like,
you know,
that with that.
Yeah.
But he'd been doing that for a long time,
okay,
you know.
Theo.
That's the thing, you know. He's a truck driver, but he's got his on the roof. He's got his other family in the roof in Rutade. But I think you're right with the American, like the white guys, because then they go with their Corvettes. I promise you, it's the same. Please, guys, don't come at me if you guys got a Corvette. Please,
or
don't
go
come
to the
at
comments.
Me.
Go to the comments.
I mean, if you guys want to, that's fine. But if I see a Corvette, I'm like, oh man, that guy's going through it.
Yeah.
I'm like, we lost another one.
R.I.P. Spill out the tequila for this one. Another one bites the dust. And Corvette, if you're watching, you want to sponsor this segment? Let's go.
I don't know. I think we're talking smack. I don't think we're going to be like, we do not want to sponsor
like
you.
Freaking Lab Rat Diamonds and freaking Corvettes, man.
I'm like, no. But
all right, ladies. So in other words, in this episode, our whole message is don't panic.
Don't
be vigilant, but try not to make fun of the dude. Try to nurture the whole process.
I think if I had to give a message, okay, because I'm all about giving messages, supposedly. If I had to give a message, if it's a change for the good, don't change who you are, but change with
Celebrate him.
No, but both of you guys do this whole life together. Like, you be healthy for him and he be healthy for you. And don't make fun of it. Just, like, grow together. Because at the end of the day, we always think there's something bigger, better out there, and just really appreciate what you have within you, like your partnership with your husband. really celebrate that. Don't, you know, don't go out there.
Don't bash him.
Don't go bashing the guy. And I get it.
Or go with your girlfriends to brunch and bash him or whatever.
I don't know. And it's easy for me to say because I ain't dealing with a mullet and I could just be like, you know, just love
him. Tie-dye tight shirts and like,
just love him. Just love him.
Pet the mullet. Pet the mullet. The mullet. The mullet is our friend, ladies.
The mullet is a friend.
All right, ladies. Have a wonderful week and we will see you
next time.
Next Tuesday.
Cheers.